Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a pirate radio transition modulate from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using a break lab edit approach. And if that sounds like a mouthful, don't worry, because the idea is actually very simple. We're going to take a drum break, chop it into useful fragments, then turn it into a short transition that feels like a cracked up radio signal mutating into the next section of your D&B track. This is the kind of thing that sits between phrases, usually right before a drop, a switch up, or a second drop reset. It can also live at the end of an 8-bar loop when you want to stop the arrangement from feeling static. And the reason this is so valuable is that it's not just a cool effect. It's a functional arrangement tool. It creates tension, movement, and identity while still keeping the track DJ-friendly. In drum and bass, that matters a lot, because your kick, snare, and sub need to stay powerful right through the transition. So let's build it. Start by choosing a break that already has some character. Ideally, you want a break with a strong kick, a clear snare, and some top-end texture. A little room noise, vinyl grit, or uneven dynamics is a good thing here. If the break is too clean, it can still work, but you'll need to dirty it up more later. What to listen for here is simple. Does the snare cut through? Does the top end have some dust or hiss? And does the kick still feel punchy enough to survive slicing? If the answer is yes, you've got a good source. Why this works in D&B is because break edits sound best when the source already has rhythm and identity. A pirate radio transition should feel like it was captured from something rough and real, then reassembled into a new phrase. Now drag the break into an audio track in Ableton and make sure warp is on if needed. After that, slice it to a new MIDI track. For beginner-friendly control, slice by transients or by 1/8 notes if the break is steady. Don't overcomplicate this. You want control over the kick, snare, and a few useful fragments, not 100 tiny pieces that turn into chaos. A good early move is to keep the pattern simple. Put your kick slices where they feel natural, keep the snare readable, and use a few smaller tail slices for movement. Build one bar first. Then, if it feels good, make it 2 bars. But honestly, one strong bar is often more useful than 2 bars of constant motion. A great workflow shortcut is to duplicate the MIDI clip right away. Keep one version clean and rhythmic, and make another version for heavier processing. That way you can compare the musical core against the dirtier pirate radio version, without rebuilding anything. Before you touch effects, program a transition rhythm that actually feels like a transition. You want it to move somewhere, not just loop. Let the first half of the phrase feel more grounded, then make the last half bar more active. That creates the sense of approaching something. A strong break transition often uses a little call and response between kick fragments and snare fragments. A small gap before the final hit can also make a huge difference. Even tiny timing changes can make the edit feel more human and more alive. What to listen for now? Does the last half bar lean forward into the next section? And can you still imagine the bass coming in after it? If the answer is no, simplify the chop pattern. If it feels too flat, move one hit slightly earlier or later. That alone can wake the groove up. Now we get to the pirate radio part. Put auto filter on the break track. This is the main sound of the modulate. Start with a low pass filter and automate the cutoff across the transition. A good starting point is somewhere around 300 Hz to 1.5 kHz, while the phrase is muted. Then open it out toward 6 to 12 kHz as it releases. If you want something darker and more boxed in, a band pass filter can be brilliant here. That gives you more of a damaged radio receiver feel. Low pass is a bit smoother and more cinematic. Band pass is narrower, grittier, and more claustrophobic. So think about the job of the transition. If you want it to emerge from fog into a drop, use low pass. If you want it to feel like a narrow pirate transmission fighting to survive, go band pass. You can add a little movement with the filter's envelope or LFO style motion, but keep it subtle. You don't want the cutoff dancing all over the place. You want just enough wobble to make it feel unstable. Slow movement over half a bar or a bar usually works well. The idea it is broadcast collapse, not synth wobble. Why this works in D&B is because you're creating energy between sections without destroying the drum hierarchy. The kick and snare still need to read clearly. Gentle modulation adds motion, but it doesn't interrupt the pocket. Next, dirty the signal with saturator. This is where the break starts to sound like a pirate transmission instead of a clean sample. Try a drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. If the peaks get too wild, turn on soft clip, and always keep an eye on level, because a processed break that's louder than everything else can wreck the mix fast. What to listen for? Does the snare get more present without turning brittle? And do the kick transients still read through the distortion? That's the sweet spot. You want density and attitude, not a flattened mess. After that, shape the result with either drum buss or EQ8, depending on the flavor you want. If you want something rougher and more aggressive, try auto filter into saturator into drum buss. Keep the drive modest, maybe add a little crunch if it needs bite, and use transient carefully to bring back some snap after saturation. If you want more precision and less obvious compression character, go auto filter into EQ8 into saturator. Clean up mud around 200 to 500 Hz if the break gets cloudy. If the top end gets harsh, tame the 6 to 9 kHz region a little. And only high pass if the transition is fighting your bass line. The important thing here is to make the transition feel like one object, not four different processed layers fighting each other. If it sounds good in solo but weak in context, the problem is usually too much low mid buildup, not enough transient contrast, or too much top end fizz masking what comes next. Once the shape feels right, commit it to audio. Consolidate it or resample it to a new track. This is a huge workflow win because now you can edit the waveform directly, trim tighter, repeat the strongest transient, reverse tiny fragments, and stop burning CPU on endless tweaking. This is one of those moments where you want to remind yourself, good arrangement beats endless sound design. If it already works, stop there and move on. That's a pro move. Now place the transition in the arrangement. A clean spot is the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. So you might have your regular groove playing, then the Pirate Radio break modulate enters for the last one or two bars, and then it drops into the next section. For example, you might let the first bar establish the broken broadcast feel, then make the second bar narrower, more chopped, or more unstable, and then land on a final open moment right before the new groove hits. That gives the ear a clear sense of arrival. Now test it with drums and bass. This is the real check. Solo can lie to you. Full arrangement tells the truth. What to listen for here? Does the sob still feel stable? Does the snare in the next section still hit hard? And does the transition leave enough room so the drop feels bigger? If the bass loses focus, reduce low mid energy or shorten the tail. If the drums get buried, simplify the chop or reduce modulation depth. For the final polish, automate the filter cutoff, dry slash wet feel, or even a tiny volume dip right before the drop. A slight fade or dip can make the phrase feel intentional. You do not need a huge fake out unless that's the style you want. Sometimes a small, clean release is much more effective. A useful trick is to open the filter over the last quarter bar or last bar, while slightly reducing the volume, then let the final hit land clean. That creates a nice push-pull effect, like the signal is breaking apart and then snapping into the next groove. And if you want the transition to feel more dangerous, make the second version harsher than the first. Narrow the filter a little more, increase the saturation slightly, or shorten the phrase. That gives your arrangement progression instead of repetition. A few common mistakes are worth avoiding. Don't use a break that's too clean if you want Pirate Radio character. Don't make the transition too busy. Don't overfilter the whole thing so you lose the snare impact. Don't distort without checking gain. And don't forget the bass entry, because the transition can sound amazing in solo and still ruin the drop. Another big one. Leave the low end under control. If the transition is stepping on the kick and sub, high pass it or carve the low mids. In D&B, the handoff has to stay disciplined. If you want a darker, heavier result, here are some smart choices. Use narrow filter motion for menace. Keep the kick fragments sparse. Let the snare lead more than the kick. Be careful with stereo widening, especially in the low end. And if you want urgency, a tiny stutter on the final snare or hat slice is usually enough. You can also use negative space, a brief gap before the drop can hit harder than a giant FX flood. In dark D&B, silence is often more threatening than noise. If you want to push this further, try a few variations. Make a narrowband pirate transmit version. Make one that suggests half-time without actually leaving full-time momentum. Build a snare-led fake-out. Reverse a tiny tail into the next phrase. Or make your second drop version shorter, tighter, and nastier than the first. The best thing you can do as you learn this is build a few versions early. Make one clean rhythmic version, one dirtier filtered version, and one final drop-in version. That gives you arrangement options without rebuilding the idea every time the track changes. So here's the recap. A strong Pirate Radio break modulate in Ableton Live 12 comes from simple slice control, filter movement, tasteful saturation, and smart arrangement placement. Keep the rhythm readable. Keep the low end clean. Let the snare stay clear. And make sure the transition helps the next section hit harder, not weaker. In D&B, the best effects are not just loud or chaotic. They're functional, they're rhythmic, and they serve the drop. Now take the mini exercise. Build one brake transition using only stock Ableton devices, no more than 2 bars, and keep it focused. Solo it, then test it in full context with drums and bass. If it reads clearly, leaves room for the sub, and feels like a broken broadcast signal pushing into the next groove, you've nailed it. And if you want the extra challenge, build 2 versions of the same idea, one open and clean for an early drop, and one narrower, dirtier, and more dangerous for a second section. That's how you start turning a simple edit into real arrangement language. Go build it. Keep it tight. Keep it nasty. And let the break do the talking.